Number two, request of Jeff Cole to address council regarding Washington High School Community Center. They've requested to read three and four as well.
Very good.
Okay. Item three, request of Linda Nedekoven to address council regarding Washington High School Community Center property. And item four, request of Marianne Schwab to address council regarding Washington High School Community Center Memorandum of Understanding between Portland Parks and Portland Public Schools.
Great. Thank you. And again, if you could state your name for the record. Welcome.
Thank you. I have the urge to say welcome to you also, those of you returning and those of you new. It's very nice to see you all up there. My name is Linda Nedekoven, and I am a community advocate and live in the Hosford-Abernathy neighborhood. I'm here speaking for myself simply as a resident, but at the moment I am also trying to channel Marianne Schwab. We had a carefully orchestrated presentation for our 9 minutes. Marianne has a family emergency, so I've tried to combine our two presentations into one, which will run a little bit longer, if that's okay. I mean, longer than my one would have done. Okay, I'm here because I care about kids and because I care about people living in cities who don't have a lot of grass and space and places to go. And we've been looking at needs in our city for a long time in that regard. We build our communities through our kids, both present and future. And when we play together, grow healthier bodies and minds together. And this is a universal truth, and we're demonstrating it here in the slides above me, as we look at slides of our other community centers and see how well we're creating that access and how we're proving that theory, moving it from theory to reality. These truths about the importance of community centers and spaces and connectedness apply to all of us, and really this is about community. That's the big message. We're all in this. We're all here together. So I want to remind you about an important piece of park infrastructure that is in danger of being forgotten as the years march on, and that is the long-planned Washington High School Community Center. It's a critical piece of this access puzzle. We needed this community center 20 years ago, and now with thousands of new residents moving into the so-called shotgun apartments on the Inner East Side, we need it now more than ever. I talked with members of the CEIC Industrial Council at our land use meeting yesterday afternoon and got their latest stats. And they estimate that there have been 910 new units built in the last 2 to 3 years in that area, 693 units under construction, and 1,005 units either in the planning or the BDS permitting phase. And this does not include any of the new development that you see along Burnside or Stark or Hawthorne or Belmont or Division or other East Side corridors. This is the area that would be served if we had an Inner East Side Community Center. So we feel that the need is great. And I want to go back for a moment to kind of reorient ourselves in terms of the history of this project. In 2004, the City of Portland purchased from Portland Public School 4.5 acres, a portion of the Washington High School property at Southeast Stark and 12th, as a site for a community center and park. This purchase was a key milestone, yet just one step of many, and our project advisory committee spent years wrestling with many aspects of the project, trying to get it right. And there was extensive community involvement. Toward the end of 2009, the PAC settled on a recommended option. And from there, in 2012, Parks applied for and received a 10-year conditional use permit for the community center's master plan. So that's where we are. It's permitted, it's planned, it's waiting. And although the exact timeline was contingent on available funding, we were talking about phase one to begin between 2012 and 2015, and phase two to be completed by 2022.
And Linda, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'll need you to start wrapping up.
Okay. So we're now halfway through the 10-year time frame, and as Marianne says, it's time to bring the shovel to the dirt. We're very concerned also about the additional piece of property shown up here, the 31 acres, that there is an option to purchase. And we're asking also that council consider that this MOU, which expires this May, be renegotiated with the Portland Public Schools so we could have a longer time frame to perhaps exercise it. And the thing we're very interested in asking, it's a please, consider what we're going to do about bonding or funding or what sources we could use to make this project a reality. And please remember that we're the folks from the Inner East Side that tend to support those levies and bond measures. We're not asking you to just hand something to us. We're ready to work, but we need a path forward. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. I just have to find my file here. Just give me a quick
and if
second.
You could state your name for the record, please.
Yes, my name is Jeff Cole. This would be the hard part. I'm Jeff Cole. I live in Sunnyside. My ask today is $60 million to build a community center. Now, I know given pending cuts to our parks budget, this may seem like asking for the Taj Mahal or even the moon. We should be asking why. Why, when Portland is building and booming like crazy, are we cutting budgets and services? While we grow and grow, our police force shrinks, our roads crumble, our livability erodes. The fix to this requires a statewide lift. And though Portland may not have the Taj Mahal, we do have Big Pink, now worth one-third of $1 billion. This massive appreciation does absolutely nothing for our community's tax base. Thanks to Measure 47, the maximum assessed value of Big Pink is capped at 3% increase per year based on its 1995 value. If Big Pink had been reassessed fully when sold last year, close to $4 million in new annual revenue would have been generated while still complying with Don McIntyre's Measure 5 property tax limits. Even in California, properties are fully assessed when sold. Oregon is the only state not to reassess property when it is sold. The impact on Portland's general budget is huge. Only new construction escapes the 1995-based cap. Local governments cash in big when demolitions are followed by new million-dollar homes. The Big Pink shadow effect throws a long shadow. Bonding is complex, so I'll use a simple loan scenario. We borrow $60 million to fund Washington High School Community Center at 3% interest over 20 years. Annual payments would range near $4 million, commiserate with foregone Big Pink tax revenues. We, the public, invested heavily in downtown. Private interests built Big Pink. Appreciation resulted from this partnership. The community's ability to capture a small share of this windfall to reinvest in future improvements is critical. Without a new pool, this nice young woman is down for a very hard landing. The Big Pink effect is widespread. Portland's real estate market is so hot, this phenomenon now happens over months instead of years. At different scales, this phenomenon is playing itself out in just about every Portland neighborhood. So, how to fix this? First, we need a detailed analysis of property tax assessment reform, and then with these results in hand, design incentives to foster support. Portland today relies on an ever-growing list of supplementary taxes and rising fees. New property tax revenues could allow us to repeal or reduce niche taxes or fees, or lower system development charges.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to ask you to wrap up.
Okay, I'll wrap up about 20 more seconds. Or lower system development charges, which contribute to higher housing costs, or support local entrepreneurs by reducing business tax rates. Property tax reform needs to be a top priority for Portland's business and community leaders alike. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. Thank you.